Shanti, good evening from here and wherever you are. Good afternoon or good morning. So we'd like to create time to have a drill from Madhaband before we continue. So enjoy.
संस्कार तीनों के मालिक बन ऑर्डर करो स्वीट साइलेंस अनुभव करो
Welcome back. Somehow yesterday there were a lot of areas that felt very helpful, very new. I love the subject of fire. It's as if planting the sparks to create more churning. And this raven gets bigger with fire, but we need the fire of understanding and knowledge to get fire with Ram to replace. And one area that helps Ravan get bigger that we don't want is when there is excitement. So the statement that Ravan is sacrificing the soul in the fire of excitement, which is based on the drama. So I found that very interesting because it's quite easy to discern. That we introduce the fires based on knowledge. So the happiness, the intoxication, and the benevolence and spiritual love for the soul, soul to soul, the achievement and the wonder, these are all healthy for the soul and fires with Ram. Acknowledging that we can't run a marathon in a day. So it starts with, even if it's semi-intoxication with Ram, that's also a fire. Keeping the mind busy in knowledge is helping. But also that the feeling we need to really take care, like any fire needs constant tendering. Otherwise, Maya is out to put out the fires of knowledge. So she doesn't want us to have fire with rum. She wants us to keep Ravan going. And one simple statement, this is not our world, keeping that in front for the soul. And it's not urgent to solve something in the story. So that's another fire urgency. And a conversation at the end about the incarnate, where it's helpful position that the incarnate comes, plays the part, but the minute he finishes is out of it. Otherwise, there is the hanging around, and that can cross the line. There's pleasure taken from a task, even if it's service connected or sharing or giving, that can create a fire which is actually dependent on the story and feeding Ravan. So the cleanliness and the lightness of touch of the incarnate and the fireman is maintained in the alokic space. So I found that very helpful. So anything that you would like to share, feel free. Sorry, I find it very hard to speak slowly when sharing, but I'm trying my best. So apologies to translation. So handing over to Prashant, and good evening and welcome to everyone.
And thank you, and appreciate a quick revision of what we discussed. And now let us create some time for experience. Just creating attention. It is nice, in simple words, it is said, this world is not ours. Now we just need to use this bigger intellect and just understand. And there is that cloud comes, cloud goes, that is not ours. I may look at it and I may go and touch it also, but it is not ours. It may disappear any second without my permission. This world that includes Prashant and that includes this online gathering, whole lot, is no different to that cloud. This whole thing can just crash, collapse any second without our permission. And it gives you an idea how absurd to cross that line. And who says this? That this whole physical world, that we are talking about massive, everything, you've turned left, turned right, this whole universe, we say it is not ours. And who says? A tiny point is saying this. It's so fascinating. And that tiny point is aware of his world. You know, he has that self-respect to know that his world, whatever it is, that is his world. But it so happens that that world is the supreme reality. One expression we used yesterday, the sacrificial fire, you sacrifice the whole thing. Ultimately, you have to sacrifice your every bit of expectation and attachment and ego you're created in this bubble. You have to drop the whole thing. Any support taken. But this all becomes easy if there is the fire, you know, of knowledge. And so right now we understand the absolute value of Paras. Patthar cannot go in this direction. Paras, Para sees it that way, in the natural. He understands the physical world is as irrelevant as any other story. He is very much aware of his world, alaukik world, very aware of his sky, his true family. Aware his form may be as a tiny point, but the presence knows that everyone is like this. And so nice. All are people of light. Even God is same like this. And there is a silent joy in knowing who you are. Just this independence from the story, that brings joy, that brings this silent bliss. One moment anyone realizes that this whole physical world that can do no harm. Whatever may happen, it may literally disappear and it causes no harm. This subconscious understanding, that is like a freedom. And there is that silent bliss. And these living stars, stars with halo, they are connected with the other stars with halo. They are also divine royals, they are also immortal. For the one who is Paras, this is not a meditation. For him, this is the natural normal. Life with God, belong to God, to be loved by God. This appears normal. That's why the invisible prince is the true prince, real prince. Any prince in the story, that is like a stunt for him. The whole thing is a stunt story. Someone acts in a drama as a king or as a dragon. Whole thing is a stunt. Here is the real prince who is experiencing the real treasures, eternal treasures. That other world, as was said, like a cloud, it can just disappear. Prince and kingdom and whole thing can just disappear any second. Whereas here, the true prince knows the true happiness and contentment and immortality. Secure, beyond harm. He has the true family, divine royals, and they all are Ravan free. That's why divine royals, childlike, innocent, harmless. Ravan free means everything. We come realize what it means. They are godlike, childlike. All, always. So what a life and what a lottery. This is why this is the fire of knowledge. It is not points of knowledge, but knowledge, light, wisdom, paras, it all helps us to come into experience. And one leads to the other, you know, which means once you understand you are immortal, that causes sense of security, that helps you to be happy, that helps you to understand others, their greatness, that makes you worthy to be loved by God. One leads to the other. Until you realize the whole thing is like the world of disbelief. No one ordinarily would believe you if you tell them any one aspect of this. It is disbelief, one fraction. You tell them you know about immortality. You not know you are immortal. Tell your doctors. Not many will believe what you are talking. That here you are experienced, you are the real prince. That you know God, loved by God, belong to God. You know the life where there is happiness forever. This dimension is happiness forever. And nothing can go wrong forever. It is like perfection forever. Such is this dimension. Everyone has an option to be confused. That option is there. They have the option to cross the line and create self-inflicted problems. That option is there. But this dimension is forever. That is perfection, it is beautiful, it is the best, it is the highest all around. A world of disbelief. And it is not a meditation. We are underlining this from time to time. This is your world. Now, to call it meditation is a bit strange. You know, it is your reality. All you have done is paid attention, used the right intellect and shine light. And once you have seen this wonder and fullness and your needs are fulfilled, then when you come in the story, everything becomes clear because now you are seeing it the right way. If everyone were seeing the cars upside down, they never saw it the right way up, then they may accept whatever it is. They might not even call it a car, but they will manage, do something with it. But if you see it the right way, even for 5 minutes, and see what it does and what it can do, now you understand. Other time it was upside down. You know what it means, the right way up, and what it means upside down. It is the same. The invisible prince, he gets the perspective of the same world, same everything of the drama, he observes everything, but now he sees it completely from a different angle. And when he sees it from there, he understands the universe is positive. And when we say that, we mean it is positive every second. Universe is made perfect, beautiful, benevolent. This is the way. Of course, the universe for him is the true universe, not the story universe. But even the story universe is perfect because it is in the story context. That is the way, everything of the story. You know, you have got no complaints about story. Like if I watch some Harry Potter, I won't say it is something wrong. And there are experts working on it. And as a story, it is perfect. I need to understand what is the message behind that. You know, what is the Raz? What is the significance of it? You want to add anything, say anything?
In this context, no questions to someone sharing that someone's had a dentist called Amma, and her name means immortality. Is that right? I'm not sure. So your question, they won't necessarily understand, but it's sometimes you get openers. There were question. There was a question yesterday. If I may ask it now, are you saying that yoga is the union of knowledge and action?
And we do not use those words, you know, the word action. If you are meaning drama is going, you know, drama is going on, you know, whether we are awake or not awake, action is going on. You know, the right definition of yoga, you are conscious. And the invisible prince is conscious. That is all. That is one step that is required. And when he is conscious, he naturally understands where he belongs, to whom he belongs. Just like coming out of a dream. And then you understand the dream also for what it is. That is same here. Whatever you call it, you know, I might not use the word union for that.
Thank you.
I will come to you. Yeah.
You know, when you gave the example of the dish, the imam baldi. Something.
Yeah.
Someone is asking, what is it that fascinated you about that? Is it about unconsciousness?
Yeah, you know, so that fact that something becomes so delightful, you know, that one becomes unconscious. What intrigues me is that is what has happened to all of us. Even before this delicious, you know, item reaches us, this physical world is so successful that everyone has become unconscious. They are drawn into it to such a level that they are unconscious at the present time. So we'll come to some of the things we discussed yesterday and quickly revise. You know, we see this grand, our field of action. This world is a gift for us. and who is coming in this world. Let's draw this differently. Who is coming? Here is the prince, one we just now experienced, the invisible prince, who is loved by the King of Kings, one who is very, very lucky, who his world is perfection and fullness, and every aspect is the best, great family, positive universe. That is the world from where he is coming. And temporarily associated with this world. We know that he has exit. And during this journey, we said, he first goes through a phase where he's confused. Next phase is he starts creating bondages where he is not required at all. Like there is a cloud. I don't need to create bondages in the cloud. That cloud gives me sorrow. And when it is going, we know bondages, creating desires itself creates a bondage. Thinking that something is mine, ego, all these are different ways of creating bondages. The next level, we become unconscious. Invisible prince becomes unconscious. He doesn't even know he exists. And the enemy, we use the word ego, enemy has become the master. And this enemy is a tough enemy. That he can go to the any level, even demonic level. And he has become the master, using the mind and using life. Just as if someone takes over the country, he can use everything. He can use your universities, he can change the policies of the education curriculum. He can do what he likes. So here, the life is hijacked by the enemy. Each of these are big areas, and it is not academic. This is to this whole family, and including ourselves. That's why it is like a big, big step for us. It's something of great celebration. Use Paras. Change the game completely, and you are discovering the prince becomes conscious. It may be for 1 minute, 2 minutes, we started the process. Prince become conscious, understands his complete independence. He is out of that confusion. If he's out of confusion, he says, he's free from this whole physical world. This physical world is separate from him. Not my world. Just as you can say that cloud is not my world. Same, get into this feeling, the tiny point right now, behind this role, behind Prashant, and behind the role you are associated with. Tiny point, he is that soul, he is the prince. And he says, this physical world is not his world. Get into this feeling. During those seconds, you are experiencing that independence. That physical world can just disappear. And that's okay. It is not my world. And that includes this Zoom can crash before the rest of the world disappears. And you are totally prepared for anything. Freedom. That is more important. That Zoom continuing, that is not our mission, but the freedom is our mission. So fun, you know, and moment you are in that space, it is that is the moment of the invisible prince waking up, and he's just like coming out of the dream and realizing that he has his waking reality. It is fun to now experience more about his waking reality. And we said earlier, it becomes like a spiral. One leads to the next. You experience your immortality. It leads to other experiences until you discover this is a huge lottery you have won. And if someone wins a lottery of even small, you know, some few thousand pounds, or if you get some bargain, there is intoxication, you know. He feels happy for some time. And here you got an eternal lottery. Only thing is, if it is ego-based efforts, ego will not feel intoxication. Ego says, okay, all of this, how can I trade it in? Which means it is nice experience. How can I get something here in this box? Trade it in. Means I can speak about it to 10 people and they will say, wow, you're so enlightened, you know. So that is more important for ego. You know, ego is not interested in this eternal world of disbelief and this big lottery. Ego wants to convert it into his Mickey Mouse world and get something there. Yeah, whatever it is, that is of more value. So this has to be bypassed. Ego will not have the fire of knowledge. Ego will not experience. It will experience knowledge, but not the fire. To experience fire of knowledge, we need to bypass ego. That's why we don't use the letter I. You know, the invisible prince wakes up. It is not, I am going there. That is, we are taking ego with you. You want to add anything, say anything? Now we are coming to another aspect.
There are some questions, but maybe after this next section.
Okay. In a, one nice analogy I like to bring in that might complement what we have said so far. Just as these phases, we go from this, you know, invisible prince becomes unconscious and enemy takes over. Take an analogy of an eagle. Imagine there is an eagle in the sky. Eagle has its experience and the world. You know, it is experiencing life with other eagles and father of the eagles. You bring in darkness. And in the darkness now, he cannot see the sky as he was seeing before. Increase the darkness. Now he comes on the earth and takes support of things of the earth. You are understanding what we are talking about? We are talking here analogy of the invisible prince, you know, taking support of the earth, taking support of things here. Increase the darkness. What happens now? Let the darkness increase. Now he is associating with the donkeys and monkeys, and you know, associating with them. He has forgotten about other eagles and the father of the eagles. Increase darkness. He takes support from the donkey. Increase darkness further. What happens now? Increase darkness further. What happens? He thinks he is the donkey. he creates a ego there based on the donkey. And further increase the darkness, he is so happy that everyone likes the donkey and everyone is impressed with the nose of the donkey. And he's happy. He has got intoxication now. You know, that the donkey has got new kind of hay, you know, organic hay, and, you know, successful. Donkey is successful. He's very stable in that life, that I am the donkey, very successful donkey. Increase the darkness further. He doesn't want to know anything about the eagle or the sky. He doesn't want to know. His life is, he establishes a club there, happy club in the donkey world. And he is sort of very, very stable in that happy club, happy donkey club. Do you know anyone who goes at that level? This is like the no exaggeration in this. Such is the situation of this invisible prince. The way things change with the darkness, darkness of ignorance. It creates such a havoc. You know, ignorance is, we sort of sometimes take notes in, you know, ignorance, of course, yeah, ignorance, and there is knowledge, yes, yes, ignorance. But ignorance is no small thing. Ignorance in this case, someone is in a certain town and doesn't know the name of the town, doesn't know which town he is in. It is not a small problem, it's a big problem. If you doesn't know who is your practitioner, you know, doctor, it can create problem. You know, if you don't know, there's confusion. You got a wrong passport number or passport details. It will create problems. Ignorance is not a sort of casual thing. Someone is in knowledge and someone is ignorant. Ignorance creates complications. And here, the ignorance, darkness of ignorance keeps increasing through the cycle until the eagle is into the donkey world. And eagle starts to believe it is the donkey. We have seen during our discussions how identification happens. It is false identification, but it does happen. It is right in front of our eyes. It is happening within us, around us. So eagles start to think it is the donkey. And it is happy. No one is in a rush to change it. They're all sort of happy, you know, life is going on. If at all they want better, more hay at a cheaper price, that is their only concern, inflation. The price of hay is increasing, you know, and they can't afford, you know, too many luxuries. That is their problem. Do you want to say anything? Add anything? So how do you change this? If the invisible prince, invisible prince has come to such a level, you know, and what we are seeing is the darkness is creating havoc. How do you change it? We will have to bring light, light of truth. And also know when the darkness comes, you will find the donkey behavior can come back. The reason there is donkey behavior because of the darkness of ignorance.
Would you say that the story is almost created in a way to make us lose clarity and our true identity? So that was a question that came.
Yeah, Baba doesn't say that way, but someone asked me, is this world created by the devil? It appears as if it is all done completely in favor of the devil. But the truth is, devil will use anything. You know, he will trick you into creating attachments to anything. And so there is a world that is offered to us. And but yeah.
That helps. You've probably answered this simple question: how is the enemy created? So from what you said, would it simply be darkness and confusion?
Yes. All that is required is darkness. And then darkness favors Ravan. And complete darkness, Ravan becomes the king. It also means if there is full light, then Ravan becomes unconscious. Ravan doesn't like that full light.
One question. When we come into this drama is when the souls that are playing the deity parts come, they have Paris intellect. But the 7 billion souls that are coming at this time in the last, say, 150 years, they appear not to have it. And why is that? In time, we lose our Paris, but the rest of the world as if comes straight into Pata.
Everyone has their time, Paras time. Everyone is Paras to start with, and gradually they lose it and become Pathar. So the first phase of the soul, it is not Pathar, it is Paras. But the time is different, and that I agree. We are into the Iron Age time, and the atmosphere is different. But at the beginning, they see things differently. They naturally are not into ego. They naturally are sort of very detached, can handle things, going up and down. They can manage it. Sanskaras are coming gradually. In the short time, they have to go from completely pure to impure. And then if you are asking if there is an injustice there, if that is a question, there is no... The way I'm seeing it, there is variety. In this scheme of things, at a drama level, there is a variety. Not everyone can be the same. Not everyone, you cannot be someone else. That is the way the drama level. But the first prize is not in the theater. The first prize is the Alaukik world. Eternal Prince, that is the first prize. And there is equality. Everyone is prince, everyone is loved by God, everyone is immortal, right to the level of God. Here, there is equality at that level. At the drama level, there is a variety. And things are compensated in some way.
That's clear, thank you.
So we were seeing this, our journey from the eagle to the present phase of complete, donkey, identity and donkey life, and stable in that. This is what we need to bring about the shift. The purpose of many organizations come, charity organizations, they are here, you know, they come and they start organizations. What are they offering? They are offering how the donkey can have a better life, how donkey can live longer, how the donkey can have a good life. That is the purpose of all, most of the organizations. Spiritual organizations come, they try to help the donkey become more virtuous and kinder and help other donkeys. No one knows that there is an eagle. No one is thinking of the eagle. That is what is happening in this world. Religions come, spiritual organizations come, they are all teaching donkey how it can be a virtuous donkey. What you are doing, you are understanding a completely different game. You are understanding that there's an eagle here. You know, where is eagle? What has happened to the eagle? Paras has this magic. Paras means this. In a Paras, you are understanding the full map. You are understanding the subtlety. And so when it is said, fire of knowledge, it is Paras knowledge. It is not just some knowledge of some kind. That is not creating fire. You are understanding here. There is an eagle here, you know, we are dealing with eagles, but this is all our, you know, they are from the sky and they are beings of bliss and love and they are immortal. They are lucky. You are observing this. Just as you are seeing it, you are contributing to the true benevolence. Fire doesn't stay just with you. Fire spreads. Yajna is not meant for just few, you know, the flames reach others. So you are just understanding that everyone is from the sky. To the extent you see it yourselves, there is conviction, you are experiencing it, there is concentration. And clarity. This 3C, you know, clarity, conviction, concentration. If this is happening, then flames will go beyond. This cannot be stopped. This fire cannot be stopped once it has started. This yajna, fire of knowledge. Just like fire of ignorance, it has gone all over the world. You know, it managed to reach everyone. Once it was fire, then they all became unconscious with that fire. The ego became conscious. Now we are starting this fire of knowledge. And if you are experiencing it, it may be intermittent, and that is not a problem. Yesterday we said it will start as semi-fire, you know, semi-intoxication. That is also great. But you are working with the fire. You are stroking this fire, you know, the process, you know, bringing in some more air, you know, and the flames will come and the flames will reach others. So every minute you are just seeing, you are seeing out and you are understanding that this is not world of the donkeys. This is the world of the eagles. And they all are eagles. Everyone is very, very lucky. And eagles, well, what do you mean by these eagles? You are meaning they are invisible princes. They are immortal. they are from the family of God. They are beings of joy and love and contentment. They are not beggars and victims. Never beggars. They are never victims. You are seeing that wonder of the souls. Globally, locally, which means whoever you see, you understand this is their truth. You know, flames are reaching, the light is reaching. But another time you are seeing the full truth of all the souls. If you can create, say, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 hour, you are seeing this extraordinary truth of everyone. And by doing this, you are creating a lighthouse effect. You are shining light there. And those who are semi-ready, they will get a message. Global. It will make it easy for them. The eagles will wake up. You are not trying to reach the donkeys. You are not promising better life for the donkeys. That is not the aim of the fire. But you are helping the unconscious eagles, you know, discover that they exist. Eagles exist. And they are from the sky. And they are loved by the father of the eagles. The process starts. And this is not that much with the words. You know, you can talk about this. Of course, we use everything. We use words and we use books and we use all methods. But you may speak to 10 people. You know, maybe one person will understand what you're talking. But if you are creating light, it will make it easy. It bypasses the brain as if, you know, it will make it easy to all 100 people. This fire, you know, everyone experiences the heat to different levels. You want to add anything? Say anything?
Just grasping this point that she made about this is not our world. So a question has come. When in the knowledge, Baba says, I give you the inheritance of 21 births of heaven. Does it mean that Baba has a connection with the little theater, even though it is not our world?
Yes, as we said yesterday, you know, for 21 births, you are soul conscious. And for 21 births, you are experiencing your alaukik treasures, super sensuous treasures. That is the inheritance, the real inheritance. That is the first prize. And because that internally you are full and experiencing the wonder, everyone is lucky at that level. But those who are conscious and those who are paras, they experience it more. And that is the difference. You know, even in the golden age, there is number. You know, some experience the full wonder of it, and some experience maybe, you know, some percentage less. So that is why the numbers all along. The physical world is a reflection of all this. At a subtle level, you are experiencing perfection here. You are experiencing harmony, that it exists already. It is like a celestial celebration going on there. You are seeing the region of love, everyone lovely, everyone loving. You are experiencing the region of happiness and region beyond harm. you are experiencing your own perfection, perfection around everyone else's perfection, greatness. Physical world is a reflection. So you get perfection and fullness and harmony and celebration at a drama level. But what they are experiencing is the alaukik, supersensuous. That is why in the golden age, there is death. You know, the people die, they themselves die, others die. But they don't have 1 second of experience of unhappiness. They don't know what unhappiness is. Missing someone is also unhappiness. Losing something is unhappiness. Maybe for 1 second. They do not have 1 second experience of what unhappiness is. How did that happen? Because they have zero bondage in the cloud. The things come, go, images come, go, and they are not taking support of that world.
Preceding the question and the answer. Yeah. And it's clear. Someone typed, the fire is intense in the morning and then simmers down to embers by the evening. It's just a comment, but maybe something.
That is good. You know, it starts, as we said, it may start even 1 minute and you bring it again another minute. It starts somewhere. But as time progresses, our aim is the fire has to be, you know, more, more often, morning and evening also.
Thank you. Yeah, no other comments right now.
Mm-hmm. Let us create a few minutes of experience. And in this, we start with the first second. We go for the paras. And let us use the image we used yesterday of the soul being the invisible actor. He's the invisible prince, he's the invisible traveler, he's also the invisible actor. Imagine John is acting in a school drama as Mr. Universe. Drama finishes or drama continues. Next day, there is the performance. Drama is there. John comes home, home of mommy and daddy. John comes as John. He doesn't bring Mr. Universe with him. We are understanding. If we are using paras, it is so vivid. Here is a theater. And this Zoom and all this happening in the theater. Like such a sophisticated theater. Invisible actor chooses to step beyond the theater. Just as John can step out, invisible actor steps behind and is very happy to be in the silence of that world. World of mommy and daddy. very happy to discover that such a world exists. The theater is not the only thing. Very happy to experience the simplicity of this world. Very happy to experience the sweetness of this world. Here is a true family. Family of these invisible players, invisible actors. True family. Until then, there was a theater. Many things happen in the theater. But he understands the true family behind. And there is sweetness. There's the eternal bond of this sweetness. All are harmless and innocent and lovely. They all play different parts on the stage. Some may be playing parts of the kings and queens. That is a stunt on the stage. Behind, they are like the invisible brothers. On the stage, they might be using crowns and turbans and beards. You need all these things on the stage. Behind, there are tiny points. You don't need any of those things. Complete simplicity and freedom from the stage, from the script. Very happy to experience the total security of this world. That performance on the stage may come to an end. And there are villains and dragons all on the stage. But now he discovers his world is beyond harm and is eternal. Understands the big secret. Can appreciate the theater. It's just across. So much commotion going on, so much sound that is going on just across. And at the same time, he experiences this real world. He experiences fun in knowing this. That everyone is safe also, and everyone is loved here. He's very happy to see the supreme friend, God, in this real world. God is not in the story, in the real world. And we saw, here is the one who is the wisest. He is the highest, holiest, but also the wisest. We would like to have the company of holy and wise. People go a long distance to meet holy people, wise people. Why he is the wisest? The greatest wisdom is when there is no deception. Those who are deceived by this glitter and gold, they are not wise. the eagles that end up becoming donkeys, they are not wise. So here we are bringing in the realization that here the supreme friend is the wisest because he never gets deceived. One area where many may get deceived is by the action you perform on the stage, the part you play. There may not be glitter, but just the part you play. Just like John was playing the part of Mr. Universe. So here, everyone is playing a part, but they all are deceived. They're as if impressed with their part. They may be captain of some club, and this maybe cricket club or donkey club, but they're all impressed. Whereas the supreme friend plays the part of God, parties of God. He plays the part where he helps everyone out of this ignorance and darkness. He brings light to the whole world. That is the part he plays. He plays the part for which he is worshipped, remembered, all over. No one else is worshipped and remembered the way he is praised. He is the one who creates heaven, frees everyone from sorrow, all kinds of ignorance and degradation, frees them. They all achieve their highest and the best. He plays this part. But his wisdom is in seeing himself as a point. It is all story and it is all stunt. Part is played and it has results, agreed. But that is a story and it is a script. He sees himself just like everyone else. Just as John, who is acting as Mr. Universe, he is not deceived. If he is not deceived, it is very, very natural. It should be natural for sensible ones not to be deceived. Here is the wisest. He is never deceived. Even though the part is big part and everyone else is worshipping, treating you, but he doesn't get deceived ever. We may be very happy to be that point. This virtue we have to grasp. The fire and fire of yoga and fire of knowledge should lead to this point where the invisible prince understands all, everything, understands the drama and the part and glitter and gold, but is not deceived. is able to see that point and very happy to experience the independence from the whole lot, understands he is no different to anyone else. He understands the absolute greatness of everyone. Thank you. I know before the rooms, you may have any comments or questions. It will also be nice to hear from Sarah.
Maybe one question to clarify that's come. What the fire is a metaphor of, although I think you touched on it yesterday, but in some traditions, fire is a metaphor for God. And God is closest to the earth now. So would you like to share anything about that?
Yeah. Baba uses this fire, you know, as a intoxication, you know, different fire. There is some emotion, you know, involved in it. And intoxication, some experience, you know, excitement. These are, you know, these are different fires. And I hear fire of knowledge, the experience of this wonder, you know, the emotions are involved. You are seeing the richness of this world. You are seeing, experiencing the intoxication and happiness and love. And all of these are the different aspects of this fire. Fire of knowledge. Happiness, love, these are important flames in this fire.
Yes, thank you.
But Ravan's fires, they can take the form, you know, again, Ravan has his own intoxication, but then there are fires of anger also, and fires of, you know, depression, fire of jealousy. There are the other fires. Ravan has got bigger yagya.
Just thinking about the fire spreads, it doesn't just stay with you. So that positive aspect of that intoxication, and it's like drawing others into it, whether they like it or not. But the same can be the other way, of course. So it brings a feeling of caution by thinking that we need to be very free from Ravan's fire, because when the vices are at their full, they shouldn't be the fire catching inside. So in a way, we might not be experiencing some of the fires now, but when they're activated from something externally, then you get to see. Sometimes it can come up in a dream, maybe. So just a thought about caution, maybe, to when we're not being provoked to work on the right side of the emotions coming from the alaukik.
No, one aspect I might like to help, you know, one tip in this process. We said this fire, you know, this wonder we are talking about, there's a wonder on it, on this side. It is right in front of everyone's nose, everyone on this planet. This is their world. They are all eagles. They are not donkeys. And they started as an eagle. So it is not we are sort of convincing them to do something. No, they are eagles. They always will remain eagles. So it is right in front of their nose, that whole reality. But one thing that prevents them from experiencing it is ego. That's why ego is the big, big enemy for everyone. Each one's, your own ego is an obstacle in experiencing. So even as a spiritual student, you may understand all this and want to, the words are there, commentary is there, but fire may not be happening. And it is because this ego becomes the block. And that's why your various lifestyle is not to feed the ego further. You know, if you are supporting the ego, that will block it. So different heads of flower, because they are, the moment they are sufficiently big, they will become like an eclipse. They will not help you experience that reality. And so if someone is very strict on disciplines and not going into some intoxications from here, not mixing, not you are not in two boats, then experience of this fire will be easier. And the fire, yajna, you know, the fire of knowledge, what we are talking about, experiencing the wonder, that will become easier. Not in two boats, which means someone else might say, I like this, and I like some company here, and I like some, you're internally taking support here. That is your world. You know, your thoughts are going into some intoxication of this world. Can go to greed, can go to lust. In the process, you are feeding head of Ravan. And that will become an obstacle. That will block the experience of the sky. Words will be there, but experience will become less. It also means to go into this experience, deeper experience, be extra strict on the disciplines here. Our game is this, renunciation here is renunciation of the demon. All the 10 heads of demon, we are finding how to stop them. Don't feed them. Let them not be on two boats. One foot in one boat, another foot in another boat. Then Ravan will win in time. So you are saying, this Ravan's boat, I'm renouncing, sacrificing. And it is in everyone's interest, your interest. Maybe we'll stop here and we'll go for the rooms and meet after the rooms.
Yes, thank you. So a question that you'd like to pose?
Anyone got ego? That is one. Like this image, how the eagle, you know, has shifted from the eagle to the present state. And what does this mean to you? Or how do you understand this image? And how can we get the eagle back in the sky?
Thank you. So I'll just put the question in the chat and open up the rooms would be a nice chance to revise and reflect, and we'll meet back in just over 10 minutes. Enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. Nice arriving. Hello. So let's just create a short break. for a half minute. Continue. You. So would love to hear what the shift means to you and what is working to get the donkey to keep the donkey as a donkey and awaken the ego. So we're going to hear from two who are relatively new to these ideas. We have also an announcement about next retreat, and just to mention, we'll be finishing a little bit early today to observe silence in the UK for those late sovereign. First, we are going to be going to London and welcoming Senem. We'll be sharing for a couple of minutes some thoughts. So good evening and welcome.
Thanks, Sarah. Hi, everybody. Yes, I would like to share today again, because I mean, what I have experienced with Prashant, not only in these sessions, but also in other sessions we had together, not only on the web, but also in Cambridge. And I really enjoyed it. I really love Prashant's stories. I really love pictures to my stories. And today I really loved it to have the eagle. Having started with the journey, which then turns into a donkey, and where we all play our parts in a role in the theater. But then to have to remind ourselves to how to not to get stuck on the algae, not to get stuck on anger, lust, and greed, and attachments, and ego, to actually come back to fly as the eagle where we start, which is a very nice story. I mean, I really love it. I'm really grateful to have all those three, because I'm grown up with stories, and which was like also when in real life, when I compared everything, like with The Lord of the Rings, for example, where you have all the folks, the good and the bad, and it was so similar. So with also with Prashant, when we have Raven, and when we have Raven's assistants, Maya, and all these people, how we can transform this all into our real lives, and how we can deal with all the surroundings around us, the bad and the good, and most important, how we can transform our feelings into the good, but not to the bad, which is important for us to remain in a healthy state. So this is my experience, and most important is always for me, and I keep reminding myself, and I also told Prashant, please, how can I always on an every day, because every day is changing, and every day there is a challenge in the world, and there are fires, there are good fires, bad fires. And with the increasing bad fires, how can I remind myself every day? That's my experience. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing, and also being ever ready to share. And lovely to hear your experiences. Welcome. So we're actually going to Ireland, and welcome to Iceland. I think you are based in Ireland. I think you should be able to unmute.
Yeah, Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you. And good evening to everybody. And in terms of the ego, it is it's constant reflection. And I work in National Health Service in Ireland, quite similar to your NHS, which is in, let's say, quite a chaotic situation at the moment. So I definitely feel my tests are coming through everyday work situations. And I think the not only like the meditations and the on the hour reminders, but I do remember even Prashant's points just about how to break the ego, that, you know, it is just a cardboard world, and, you know, and naming the character names, I think that really is ego breaking, has an ego breaking effect. And also too, when you come back to detach and observe, I also remember Prashant saying that it's, you know, it's kind of like a relief for the soul as well, detaching from the roles and the character that you are, but then going back with a renewed energy. So it is, it's very much practice and progression, and tests are coming as well. So I'm so grateful for these monthly retreats. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing how you're putting it into practice. And the feeling of this relief, it was thinking, making me think it's actually a cooling, isn't it? It's just a coming down, that cooling down of that the fires. So there is another goddess, I think, of coolness. So that brings that energy. Thanks so much to both of you for sharing. So we have a little bit of time, and if there are any other comments, questions, happy to hear. There is one question just before we took the break. So let's come back to Prashant.
Hi, and thank you for the sharings. You know, very encouraging for everyone. Happy to hear the question.
So, would God be worshipped if he did not have this part in the drama? Without the drama, would we be happy and fulfilled? Would we be able to be conscious of ourselves and Baba? Do these questions make sense? I realize they're almost different questions. But...
Yeah, I understand. No, the part is a very relevant part, you know, and that is the way the drama is, you know, and for that matter, everyone, you know, everyone, they are able to express their power, their virtues when it comes in the drama. He placed that part, God placed the part in the drama, and that changes the things one step further. Without that, maybe not. Without a part, we might not know the greatness of God.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, there's no other questions right now.
Let us come to the experience of our supreme truth. You know, the different times we used sketches and images, they are all helping, but then it should be in our in a natural image. Nothing wrong in using the reminders. Sometimes keeping those sketches in your main room, it is, I strongly encourage, and keep changing them. different times draw a new one with new words, new images. Brain gets used to sometimes same image and it bypasses, so it changes from time to time. And from time to time, experiment without any images. So right now here, Paras is like a precondition for us. This is worth checking. Whenever you want to practice, first check, is it Paras? And that word Paras gives you permission to go for 100% light. Just like darkness created such a chaos, you know, until it becomes donkey in the donkey club. Light has the power to change things, and we have the option to go for 100% light. What happens with 100% light is clear understanding. It doesn't appear, oh, is this a story? Maybe in the morning it was a story, now it is not. No, this is a story, full stop. Sometimes we use the image of a film. You know, this whole physical world is a story, but presented in the image, you know, with film. And it has got a script. So when it is a story, film, there are never questions why someone does something. There are no questions. And there are never any complaints. And nothing matters. You will find you are 100% free if it is 100% light. No one will create a bondage when he knows it is a story and a film. To create any kind of bondage, create a desire, create preference, create expectation, there has to be confusion here. So in this 100% light, you find it absurd to create any kind of bondage. Big shift happens, maybe for a few minutes, but we use 100% light. Past, whatever that happened in the past, what has it got to do with me? That was the story, and that is the way it is. Full stop. You are able to put full stop, the past and the present, this waste thoughts. In full light, there are no waste thoughts. And all this allows us to come to the real world, world of silence. World of images. Image is a very strange thing. Image comes, image goes. You know, can be an image of a palace. Image comes, image goes. Film is the world of images. Images come, images go. Is there really a palace anywhere? Certainly not in the real world. But just images come and images go. So in full light, you see how absurd to create any kind of a bondage. Leave aside thinking it is my palace, but any kind of bondage with these images. We are seeing that absurdity, that is necessary part of sacrifice. sacrificial fire. We need to see how absurd to create bondage is to think about something in the past, to complain, all of this. We are dealing with images, and those images don't even exist in the real world. It is not our world. In this full light, we are able to see the true family. Ordinarily, there is blackout. We are seeing the family of souls. And they all are immortal. This region is immortality. There is no end. World of images, everything changes, everything ends. Whereas in the world beyond, everyone is immortal, everything is immortal. The home is eternal. When there is immortality, it brings a completely different personality. We are secure. There is no reason for begging, never a victim. Anyone who knows of his immortality, he knows he's never a beggar, never a victim. He exists forever without a story. Just this understanding that freedom, it brings intoxication. That you are never a beggar, never a victim. Many, many things come in the story. There can be war, and there can be terrorists, and there can be loss, and storms, earthquakes, death. But the invisible player knows that he's never a victim. Even for a few seconds, we listen to this, we see the reality of this. Never a victim, never a beggar, regardless of what happens in the story. And this has the power. These are all fires, different flames of the fire. And they contribute to that higher personality. I think, as Sarah mentioned earlier, we are finishing early today. You know, it's very nice creating time together, meet again very soon.
Thank you. So helpful, and we will post the link so you can revise and catch up. Also, just posting the link for the next retreat and share the details, which is coming up in 3 weeks, different time zone. Makes it easier for those in the East. But if you register, you'll get the recording. So big appreciation for going into the depth of this subject. So I'm sure this is the beginning of journeying. And do feel free to keep in touch, share your thoughts also by email. So see you next time. And Shanti.